You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's Dateline with Choose Me. You are on the BFM Breakfast Show. We've got Katie on the line. Kia ora, Katie. How are you this morning?
Kia ora. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Pleased to be chatting with you because we've been loving Choose Me, but you've put out a new single, which is awesome. It's called Hands, and it feels like a bit of a new kind of writing process for you. You're sort of writing from a different perspective maybe than has been the kind of usual positioning for Dateline music. What was the song sort of representative of for you?
So I just was trying to do something a little bit different. Obviously you take elements of your own experience and put that in there too. I feel like I was running out of content to write about, you know, so I just tried to develop a bit of a character who's kind of at their limit and having a bit of a just reaching sort of their limit and a bit frustrated and everything. And if you hear me laughing, it's just because my daughter ran into the room and was a little confused about what's going on.
Fair enough.
So it was slightly different way of writing to lean into this character who's, I don't know, I kind of...
New bunny.
Hello.
Oh, she's got a new bunny.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so something a bit different, although it's... I've kind of stopped at what else to say about it. It feels funny to write about somebody going a bit crazy when I think I tend to really hold it together
I would say so. I think it's an interesting thing to kind of give yourself an opportunity to write from quite a different perspective, though, because especially when you're feeling maybe a wee bit stuck in your writing, to give yourself a chance to think outside your own perspective can maybe give yourself a better perspective on yourself in that process too. Do you feel like that's been part of it? Or, now that you've kind of had an opportunity to explore in that way, has it changed how you think about your writing at all?
Yeah, I definitely want to do more of it. I think it gives me a lot more to work with. And it's also been really cool for performing because I think our sort of performances have really developed over the last year. And I've noticed with this song in particular, like my delivery and performance gets really unhinged as well to kind of match the frustration of this character. So it has opened up a new way of, I think, writing and singing and screaming and stuff that has been really fun.
That's awesome. That's a really, I think, exciting thing to unlock for yourself as a new perspective on how you can do the thing that you've been doing for a long time. You've also, we talked about this last time we chatted, but you've got a slightly different configuration of the Dateline band. You've been playing together now for about a year as this group, but how's it felt kind of settling into that new sound or new rhythm with different people in the Dateline lineup?
Oh, it's been really good. And like I think I said last time, I've loved every lineup. To be able to play regularly with people with different musical backgrounds and stuff has just, also really opened up a lot for the band and for our songwriting and stuff. So I think the album that we've been working on and the new stuff coming out is really different to what we've done in the past because of, the input from the rest of the band and stuff. So
that's awesome.
It's been really fun, yeah.
Remind us who the lineup is, because I feel like that thing you're touching on there is really interesting. There is quite a lot of sort of different sonic worlds that the band is bringing into the Dateline space at the moment.
Yeah, so I've got Hekarangi Shkaveri and Kaha is our drummer. And he's pretty prolific down here, has a jazz background, but can kind of play anything anyone throws at him. And he's great because he has a great attention to detail. So anytime I'm cut corners during songwriting, he's like, nope, I think it could be better, which I kind of need because I'm like, I'm bored now. It's, that'll do. And then we've got Phoebe Johnson on bass, and she's another one with jazz training, but just incredibly talented. And Ruben McDonald on guitar, who's my de facto brother-in-law.
Nice.
Who has been underutilized. He hasn't been performing in bands except for cover bands in the past. And he's brought a great energy, and he can just learn anything I throw at him. So it's going, it's really a cool group of people. We're having a lot of fun.
That's awesome. And then, not to sound cheesy, but that is the main thing. If you're enjoying what you do, that feels like you've hacked it in the music making space as well. And the songwriting seems to be, really hitting a groove for you, Katie. Obviously, you're very busy. You've got a lot of different hats you wear and things to juggle. Where do you find time, and sort of what does a writing, session or process look like for you at the moment?
Good question. I have to say the only way I can get any of this done is because my partner's incredibly supportive. So whenever I sort of tutter on the guitar and I'm like, oh, this might be an idea for a song, and then, Frida, our daughter, is running around causing havoc, and Madeline's trying to cook dinner, she'll be like, all right, off you go. And I can nip into the room and try, spend a little bit of time formulating and jotting ideas down. So, kudos to Madeline, because there literally would be no time otherwise. It can be hard to put aside a lot of time for songwriting. We just kind of, as a band, try practice regularly and try occasionally work on new music together, but we still need to find some more time to work on new stuff. It is a bit hard. Yeah, sometimes.
And there's awesome. Good things take time, and they'll take the time they need to take as well. So I'm glad that we've got the singles when they come out, and I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest of the record when it's out in the world as well. You going to be playing any more shows this year? Have you got any sort of vague or you know, literal plans to play more gigs?
Yeah, we do. I guess we haven't sort of announced anything, so I mean, who really cares? But we may have some shows. We do have some shows towards the end of the year.
September. Sweet.
So I think October 5th is our Auckland show. I'm really hoping people come.
Yeah.
And then, a couple of other shows like Napier, Wellington, at the same time for the same sort of release tour.
Fantastic. Well, we'll be watching that space for sure. Katie, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. We're going to listen to Dateline's new single, Hands, and let you get on with your day. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Bye. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. See you soon.
Bye.
This
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.